The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and warm greetings for our time together here with the practice of mindfulness. As the practice of satipatthana, the practice of mindfulness, deepens, there becomes a shift that arises because we develop a reference point that tends to be very different from how life is usually lived. Mind, in daily life, it's very easy for the mind to be racing around in thoughts, to be pushed around by our feelings, desires, aversions, to have mind, thinking can have stress connected to it. It could have unethical thoughts, inclinations, all kinds of things that can be that are not necessarily for our own well-being. And some way or other, we learn through meditation, not some way, but it's as we deepen in the practice, a reference point of a mind that's possible to be peaceful, a mind that's possible to be spacious, non-reactive, that feels harmonious, that feels like a valuable place to come home to rest in, to be with, a mind that is not stressed, not pushed around by the emotions and desires and aversions we have, but the mind that can see it all, recognize it in a way that's does not caught by any of it. A mind that doesn't cling to anything, but sees everything. And when we have that reference point, when we see that difference, then we know something that's valuable. We know what direction to go. We know where to rest the mind or what to prioritize in the mind. That to go back to picking up the resentments that we were simmering about or the fantasies we were kind of lost in is a diminishment or as a, not the best place for ourselves to rest in. We know something better. It's not to be necessarily dismissive or aversive towards certain states of mind, but it's just we know something better. If you're walking down the road on a rainy day and there's a puddle of mud ahead with your clean new shoes, we know that it's probably a little bit nicer to keep the shoes clean, and so we walk around the puddle and don't get mud on it. It's that simple. So as we sit today, we'll just sit now and I finish speaking in silence, but see if you can find, either through memory or through some hints or some clear connection, a reference point for a state of mind that is beneficial, is valuable to rest in. A state of mind where thinking does not become obsessive. Thinking becomes calm and quiet. Maybe even thinking becomes unnecessary because there's a state of peacefulness or ease or calm or openness, clarity, non-reactivity, state of rest for the mind. So whatever it might be for you, some reference point, and keep that reference point close by. Kind of lean into that place. Support that. Allow it to grow. And as you're breathing, perhaps breathe with that reference point. And as you do so, two things might happen. One is that you might, that reference point, that place, that reference state of mind might grow and develop and help the mind become more at home and settled and calm. And the other thing that might happen is that you can't do it, but you begin to see clearly what it is you're doing that maybe interferes with or is... the direction that's going, something that's going the different direction, you learn about your tendencies of mind and habits of mind. And as you learn about yourself, things that are taking you away from that reference point, and no need to be upset, no need to be critical. Learn the art of seeing that clearly, peacefully. So with that, I propose that today we'll just sit quietly with no preparation. You've heard a lot of me for these months, and we'll sit quietly, and then I'll say the final words of dedication at the end. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, if you look back at the last minutes of this sitting, what states of mind have been prioritized by your mind or by yourself? Has the mind been in charge and taking you down the highways and byways of thoughts, ideas, reactions? Or have you taken charge in remembering to relax into a beneficial state, staying in touch with, staying in contact with, a place of peacefulness or calm or openness, a state of mind which is not centered on thoughts, but rather is open, at ease? Which has your mind prioritized? And might it have been possible for you to have more prioritized tuning in, being attuned to the place where the mind is peaceful? And one of the advantages of doing this is that the peaceful mind is the mind through which it's easier to have non-reactive goodwill, a love which is generous but not needy, a compassion which cares but is not troubled. So as we come to the end of this sitting, with whatever love you have that's generous, compassion you have that cares but is not troubled, whatever goodwill you have that is easy and peaceful, to dedicate the benefits from this sitting, the learnings from this sitting, the reference points that we've learned, to dedicate it for the welfare and happiness of others, to wish and hope that whatever we gain is shared with others, shared with the whole world. So it's not only us that benefits, but through us, the world benefits. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we have a state of mind from which we can contribute to that as a possibility. Thank you.